Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLS consumeraccess.org number 3030.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Fort Stokes. Fort is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Ford Stokes.
And welcome to the Active Wealth Show, activators. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, and I'm joined by our esteemed executive producer, Sam Davis. Sam, say hello to everybody.
Welcome to the weekend, activators. It's hot this weekend. I know you like to make fun of me because I like to talk about the weather a lot, but can you believe these high temperatures were happening?
It is good to have our resident meteorologist on here, Sam. It's always good. And it is good that we're finally getting a little bit warmer. We're going to be out later today on Lake Lanier celebrating Parkstone winning city finals in Alta tennis, and they moved us up three levels, which wasn't very nice of them after winning, but pretty excited we won. And I played hurt, Sam. I've ruptured my plantar fascia, and I'm sitting in a, I've got a boot, and I'm still gonna be hanging out on the lake with my boot and my Coca-Cola and all my good friends and their wives celebrating the first ever Alta City Finals championship for my neighborhood, Parkstone, in Cumming, Georgia.
Well, congratulations, and way to be a warrior and fight through the pain.
That's right. It was just good to get the W. That was helpful. So anyway, I want to just kind of work today. The title of this show is going to be Especially Now. So with all the crazy stuff that's happening right now, following financial and investment and investing basics, if you will, is really important, and I would say especially now.
Your Active Wealth Market Update.
Small short market update. There were 444,000 unemployment filings this past week, which is still significant, but it's about half, a little bit more than half of what we've seen during the pandemic. So that's good news. But I'm getting so many questions right now about three different types of asset classes as people are looking to try to get a disproportionate share of gains. And I want to say, you know, you really can't be conned if you're not looking for something that is unrealistic. And the only people who can really be conned are the greedy. So I want to be very clear about something. I want to make sure you're doing everything you can to just follow the basics, invest in a smart financial plan with smart, safe, and smart risk and smart tax strategy. So smart safe would be doing a bond replacement with fixed index annuities. Smart risk would be investing in a diversified portfolio with tactical asset allocation that doesn't just hang in there. That's what we do here at Active Wealth. And then also investing in a smart tax plan, whether you're investing in a Roth IRA or you're doing a Roth ladder conversion over a 5 to 10 year period, depending on how much money you've got in your 401k or IRA or 457 or 403b or SEP IRA accounts. And then the last would be index universal life insurance to try to generate tax-free retirement income that are just come in the forms of loans against the policy that cannot be taxed, which is pretty fantastic. But I want to talk about these three types of asset classes to avoid right now. One of them is has been a bedrock. There's been a lot of people that have invested this way over the years. And the first one is real estate. This is a high market point with the real estate market. Profit is made in real estate generally when you buy it, not when you sell it. So you really need to be careful. And Sam, I'd like you to play the clip of what Warren Buffett and Charlie Unger have to say about investing in real estate and how they feel like it is generally market priced correctly.
Real estate is not a commodity. I think it tends to be more accurately priced, particularly developed real estate, more accurately priced most of the time. Under most conditions, it's hard to find real estate that's really mispriced. I mean, when I look at, occasionally there have been some, you know, there could be big opportunities in the field, but if they exist, it will certainly be because there'll probably be a lot of chaos in real estate financing for one reason or another. We've done some real estate financing, and you have to have the money shut off to quite a degree, probably to get any big mispricing across the board.
So what Warren Buffett and Charlie Unger are saying is they're saying, look, the properties are basically correctly priced, and unless the money is shut off for financing, you cannot really find deals out there. So I would be very careful about investing in real estate right now because you're generally not going to get a disproportionate amount of gains if that's what you're looking for. If you're looking to have a get rich quick scheme with real estate, be careful. Also, if you're trying to generate incomes from real estate, generally for me, I would say it doesn't come without work. You're going to be dealing with folks that have to provide maintenance. You're going to be dealing with tenants and all that kind of stuff. And my question is that something you want to do in your 70s, 80s, and even 90s? And I would imagine the answer is no. So the number two asset class, and this one is a big one that I'm getting asked about a lot, which is cryptocurrency, whether it's Bitcoin or Dogecoin or all the other Ethereum and all the other ones out there. And I don't want you to just take my word for it. I want you to first hear this really short, neat clip from last week's Saturday Night Live opening monologue from Elon Musk, where he talks about Dogecoin with his mother. And then I'm going to give you a kind of my take on that, and also what happened to Dogecoin after a series of a couple of jokes about Dogecoin during Saturday Night Live.
And I'm excited for my Mother's Day gift. I just hope it's not Dogecoin.
It is. It sure is.
Also, later in that Saturday Night Live skit, Elon Musk struggled to explain what Dogecoin was and ultimately admitting it's just a hustle. And that ended up just dropping Dogecoin precipitously. Dogecoin was down 40%, trading as low as 44 cents early on Sunday. The cryptocurrency started Saturday trading at around 70 cents and was selling for about 66 cents just before the SNL skit went on the air at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Cryptocurrencies are notoriously volatile. Dogecoin has been on an absolute tear this year. It's up more than 12,000% since January and has gained 800% this month alone. Musk has been the loudest and most prominent supporter of Dogecoin. He frequently tweets about the cryptocurrency, and just one of his bizarre tweets to his 50 million followers can send Dogecoin surging. That's what happened in April, when Musk tweeted Doge barking at the moon and shared a photo of a painting by Spanish artist Joan Miró, which titled Dog Barking at the Moon. Dogecoin started in 2013 as a joke, a nod to the Doge meme that was all over the internet at the time, but it's no longer a joke. It's the fifth largest cryptocurrency in the world with a market value just south of $70 billion, according to Coinbase. Both Dogecoin and Tesla had been trading higher in anticipation of Musk's SNL performance. Tesla futures weren't trading Saturday night during the show. It's unclear what was driving the Dogecoin sell-off. Perhaps investors wanted Musk to say something more supportive of the cryptocurrency, but more likely there was more buy the rumor, sell the news strategy, trying to capitalize on investors' predictions coming true by selling high. Now, if you can have something that's that volatile, that can go up that much and go down that much, why would you invest your retirement dollars into something like that? I would ask you to seriously consider not investing in any cryptocurrency, especially retirement dollars. If you want to invest some entertainment dollars that you've got set aside, then that's something to consider. But please do not invest in cryptocurrency. That is not a bedrock for retirement growth or retirement income, for that matter. All right, Sam, go ahead and play the clip on Charlie Munger with Berkshire Hathaway, the vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, talking about cryptocurrency.
The computer science behind Bitcoin is a great triumph for the human mind. That's what captivates a lot of these people. They've actually created a product that's hard to create more of, but not impossible. Now, that is very peculiar, but they've managed to do it. So a lot of the computer science people love it just because it's such an extreme achievement of computer science. I, of course, have no interest in that because it's not my subject. And I see an artificial speculative medium that people are buying just because they think they can sell to somebody else at a higher price, even though it inherently has no intrinsic value. And so I regard the whole business as antisocial, stupid, immoral. It's not having any desirable social purpose.
I don't know. For me, I'll take Charlie Munger's word for it. The guy's worth a couple billion dollars and is vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway and the right-hand man for Warren Buffett. And to me, I just think it's unbelievable that anybody would consider investing in something that could be considered immoral and a hustle. And I would just be very careful about investing in cryptocurrency. When we come back, we're going to talk about our third asset class you need to be very concerned with and try to avoid investing in. And we're going to talk about how to invest in a truly smart financial plan. Right when we come back from the break, you're listening to Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to project the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
And welcome back to the Active Wealth Show. Activators, I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. And the title of this week's show is Especially Now. We want you to follow sound investment principles during this really crazy time when gas prices are runaway. You know, a lot of us are not thrilled with who is in the White House, who's controlling the House, and who's controlling the Senate. The politics that are involved with all of that is remarkable and socialistic and this host's opinion, but we're talking about also three asset classes that you really want to be careful about investing in and or completely avoid. Number one was real estate. And we heard from Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger talking about with Berkshire Hathaway, both of them, obviously everybody knows who Warren Buffett is, but Charlie Munger is the vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway. And I want to make sure we're clear that those guys so that it's difficult for them to invest in real estate because they usually real estate is accurately priced. And so they can't make the margin because generally you make the money when you buy something, not when you sell it. That's where you get the additional margin. So I'd be careful on investing in actual real estate. And if you're trying to generate incomes for your retirement with tenants in your rental house or whatever you're trying to do, I would say be very careful there because you in your mid 70s to your 80s to even your early 90s, you likely are not going to want to deal with tenants. You may not have the energy or the physical capabilities to maintain the property and other things like that. The second one we talked about is let's really try to avoid cryptocurrency. Let's don't listen to our kids and grandkids about investing in cryptocurrency because it's really a hustle. They have no value. It's nice that the human brain was able to figure out a way from a technology perspective to, you know, lock down a potential currency that you likely can't create any more of, but you can mine for it and find it. That's a neat thing, but it actually has no value other than entertainment value, in my opinion. And also in the opinion of Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, and they believe that cryptocurrency is immoral. And because you're just looking for somebody that's willing to pay for more of it, more for it the next time, and it has no value. And so it was something I would really be careful about. Whereas when you're investing in stocks and you're looking for to sell stocks and you're looking for somebody that's willing to think it's going to go up in the future, there's inherent value in that company stock because that company is generating revenue and that company is generating profit and things like that. Now, the number three asset class that we want to avoid is just physical gold and silver. We've all seen William Devane sitting on, you know, a battleship in the deck of a battleship talking about investing in physical gold and silver. I'm not sure how that makes any sense because battleships aren't made out of gold or silver, but I would encourage you to consider investing in like an ETF like GLD instead of physical gold and silver. Because look, if something happens where we all need to live off canned food, where my British friend calls it tin food, how are you going to cash in that physical gold and silver? How is it really going to have value if none of us have power and we're all walking places and we can't drive vehicles and we don't have an active economy? How are you going to be able to unload physical gold and silver is one. And also we've got a clip here that talks about investing in physical gold and silver from Nolan Mathias. And I want you to hear this clip about what his personal experience was going to a gold and silver shop to purchase a silver bar.
People who are buying gold are paying less for it than the people who are selling gold, because typically you have to sell dealers and they're obviously getting a better deal from you than you're getting from them. The other thing I realized was that there's a lot to know about buying physical gold and silver, and it's really easy to get screwed. But this sort of thing, gold bars, silver bars, this is an unnecessary investment. It's, like I said, one of the stupidest investments I've ever made.
And so what Nolan's saying is when we went into the gold and silver shop, the margins are so razor thin that the people that are selling you the gold and silver, sometimes they have to do unscrupulous things so they can make their margin, so they can stay in business. And that's not the kind of business that I like to do business with. I cannot work with any company or any person that is going to act in an unscrupulous manner. I just won't do it. And I would encourage you not to do it as well, because you worked really hard for your hard-earned wealth, but also you worked really hard to save it. Because in my opinion, saving money is more difficult than it even making it. It is. That's why Benjamin Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned. It is difficult to do because you're living your lifestyle, you're living your life for today, and it's tough to save for tomorrow. And you've done that. You've won the race. You've got your 500,000 to a million plus 401k. You've got an investment account. You've paid off your house. You've done all the right things. You try to provide as a primary breadwinner for your family, or you've been the security minded wife, which we all need out there. And you've made sure that the family saved enough money so that there was money for college for the kids. There's money for cars when they turn 16, or they got to help buy their own first car, and there's money for your retirement, there's money for college, all of that, and for weddings and all those things. There's a whole lot of expenses that we all have as we go through our lives, and it's very difficult, in my opinion, to be a saver, and it's a minority of folks that are savers, and I don't want to see you waste hard-earned and hard-saved money out there. I want you to hold on to those dollars. And investing in physical gold and silver, you're going to lose margin. There are fees on the front end when you buy it. There's fees on the back end when you sell it. There's also different types of gold and silver fall in and out of favor. And there's market you know, there's market margin there for the gold and silver shops out there. And also you've got to worry about theft and insuring your gold and silver. So somebody won't come in and steal gold and silver from your home. And so I would just encourage you to not buy physical gold and silver. I would encourage you to invest in things like an ETF like GLD. So this last part of the segment, I want to talk about a smart financial plan. And I'm going to add something to a smart financial plan here. I'm going to add, we've got Smart Safe, which is fixed index annuities and life insurance. We're investing that as a bond replacement because we want to provide income for our families and for ourselves during retirement. The second is Smart Risk, which is tactical asset allocation, where we're investing in portfolios that are actively managed at least on a monthly basis, so you don't ride the lowest of the lows down at the bottom of the market. And then we're looking at a third element to a smart financial plan, and that's smart tax. I want to, so it's smart save plus smart risk plus smart tax equals a smart financial plan. And smart tax should be implementing a Roth ladder conversion to kick the IRS out of being your partner in retirement altogether early in your retirement years after you've stopped working. So let's say you've got $1 million IRA or 401k that you're rolling over into an IRA. You want to kind of convert as much as you can between the time you retire and when you turn 72 years old. So let's say you turn 65 years old when you retire. You're retiring at age 65 on your 65th birthday. Well, then it's time over the next 7 years to convert at least $150,000 to $200,000 a year because you're going to have growth on that money too, right? And if you can live on $128,900 a year, you can convert $200,000. And so those two combined would be $328,900. And you would stay below the 32% tax bracket threshold because the 24% tax bracket ends at $328,900 for 2021. So that's something strong to consider. I mean, we've got an example of Bob and Jill that we talk about quite a bit. And Bob's got $760,000 sitting in his IRA. He's going to retire in 4 years. He makes $166,000. He's converting $150,000 a year for the next 4 to 5 years to try to deal with, actually really for the next 6 years, because he's got growth on that money too. But he's going to end up saving $489,000 in taxes over his 35-year retirement, because he is 60 years old. He's going to retire in 4 years at 64. He's an engineer, and he's slow and steady wins the race, and he wants to kick the IRS out of being his partner in retirement. But here's the other thing. His kids, plus him, they're going to save $718,000 total in retirement taxes and inheritance taxes saved just by him implementing a Roth ladder conversion with his kids inheriting a Roth IRA instead of them inheriting an inherited IRA. And we come back, we're going to talk more about this smart financial plan. We're going to talk about beating bank CDs, and we've got a brand new segment called Inflation Demonstration that you're going to want to hear. We've got a new sounder coming out next week, but you're going to want to hear this update on inflation. Right when we come back to the break, you're listening to Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. So welcome back, everybody, to the Active Wealth Show. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. And big shout out to the activators out there. We saw recent ratings again. The Active Wealth Show is still the number one listened to radio show on AM 920 The Answer on the weekends, which we're really excited about. And so thank you for that. And also, if you're wondering who an activator is, it's someone who listens to this show, who wants a tax-efficient, fee-efficient, and market-efficient portfolio. And if you want a free consultation that's a $1,500 value, a free financial consultation at no cost to you, we'll give you a free portfolio analysis and a free financial plan to your 95th birthday. All you've got to do is visit activewealth.com. That's activewealth.com, and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner, and you'll get booked directly into my calendar. You can also call our office at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. We're happy to help you. We've got so many folks that are interested in a lot of things. They're interested in learning about annuities. They're interested in learning about bond replacement. And they're also interested in how do they invest in a smart way. Well, this week's word of the week is smart financial plan. Don't you
know? Here's our successful retirement word of the week.
I realize that's three words, but again, just like we talked about in the last segment, I want to review it real quick. Smart financial plan equals smart safe, where you've got some of your money that's not exposed to market risk. With systematic and unsystematic market risk, you're not exposed to that. You're not exposed to reinvestment risk or even interest rate risk with bonds. And the guarantees that come from fixed index annuities are based on the claims paying ability of the highly rated carriers that we recommend and that we work with. And we work with over 50 insurance and annuity carriers throughout the country and the world, but they're all have US-based operations. And so I would encourage you to make sure you invest in a smart financial plan that has smart safe, where your money's not invested in the market. It's invested in a fixed index annuity or an index universal life policy that can give you market-like gains. Your money will grow, but also can generate a retirement income that you could never outlive. That's smart safe. Smart risk would be tactical asset allocation. That means that it's modified tactically. It's following rules-based and rules-based investing. It's not emotional, and it rebalances every single month. So that's a really good idea to try to reduce the overall downside risk that you would have in the stock market. But with smart risk, there is risk. But with risk comes returns. You need to be careful and make sure that you're investing with a financial advisor that knows what they're doing, that has a team of CFAs that are actively managing the portfolio, and that's smart risk. And then smart tax would be implementing a Roth ladder conversion we just talked about with Bob and Jill, where they've kicked the US government out of their $760,000 IRA, and they've saved over their 35-year retirement, they're going to save $489,000 in reduced taxes because they're kicking the US government out of being their partner in retirement in the first 5 years of them being retired, and also even like the last four when Bob is still working as an engineer, well before Bob turned 72 years old. And Bob and Jill, they met in high school and they're still the same age. But what else is remarkable with smart taxes, their kids are benefiting too, because their kids combined with their $489,000 in tax savings, they're going to save an estimated $718,000 in total taxes, because Bob and Jill's kids are going to inherit a Roth IRA and not inherit an inherited IRA. And by the way, with an inherited IRA these days, they've gotten rid of the stretch provision. So you can't stretch over the life of the inheritor or the child. You've only got 10 years to take the distributions. And usually that's going to hit your children during their prime earning years. And it's going to drive up their tax bracket. And so they're going to get less of the dollars that you gave them through retirement. I mean, through their inheritance, excuse me. And so a smart financial plan is the word of the week. And I want you to follow it. And we're going to get more into that here in a second. But let's go straight into our Beating the Bank CD segment.
Need a higher rate of return from your safe money? Listen up. It's time to beat the bank CD rates.
I would encourage you to do everything you can to avoid investing in bank CDs, because bank CDs are only paying, if you go to Truist or you go to Bank of America or Wells Fargo, you're going to get between 0.03 to 0.05, potentially 0.06 of 1% on your money a year on a one-year bank CD, which is awful. It will not keep pace with inflation, especially inflation we're seeing now. If you invest in a bank CD, one of your bank CD with a company like Ally Bank, you're going to get a 0.6 of 1%. Still not keeping pace with at least a 2 to 3% estimated inflation rate. And a lot of folks feel like the inflation rate's more like between 3 and 7%. And that's something to just really consider. And so how to beat bank CDs is you can invest in two different products. You want to keep it safe, right? Because your bank CD money is your safe money. You probably have a lot of bank CDs that are coming due. They're going to mature. And if you do, I'd encourage you to give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. We're happy to help you with all of that. And if you invest in a multi-year guaranteed annuity or a MIGA, there's a two-year MIGA that's offered by SILAC Insurance Company that offers a 2.15% interest rate, which is more than four times. I mean, it's incredibly higher than what the bricks and mortar folks are giving, but it's close to four times what an internet bank like Ally Bank would do, right? Then a three-year multi-year guaranteed annuity is paying 2.4%. That's offered by American Equity. And then there's a three-year MIGA that offers a 3.05% interest rate on a five-year MIGA. That's an annual interest rate that each one of those MIGAs pay out, and it compounds as well. But here's the deal. With a MIGA, it's better than a bank CD because, one, it's got a higher interest rate, but also the tax classification, you don't get a 1099 on a MIGA until you withdraw money from it or you surrender the policy and take that and the gains back. Whereas with a bank CD, even if you don't take any money out of your bank CD, you get a 1099 each year that you own a bank CD on the interest that was generated. And so that's not tax efficient. The U.S. government's getting their money out of it. And so I would encourage you to invest safely, but invest in a tax efficient product like a multi-year guaranteed rate annuity or a MIGA. Now, you can also invest in a fixed index annuity, which is, they basically range from 7 to 14 years, and you're looking at an incredible rate of return. We talked about on this show last week. We've got a client named Tommy and his wife named June. So Tommy and June, he's 53 years old, and he's walking away from a major tire manufacturer this past week, and he's moving his $1.3 million into an IRA with us, but he's taking $450,000 of it, which is 33.45%. He's taking that money and he's investing into a fixed index annuity called the SILAC Denali 14. That's $450,000. He's going to generate, in 12 years, he's going to generate $54,649 a year, and that's tax deferred growth. It's not tax free because that's all IRA money. He hasn't done the Roth conversion yet, but he will start that when he stops working. But for $450,000 of it, he's going to take a little over 33% and do a bond replacement. He's replacing the bonds in his portfolio with a fixed index annuity that's going to pay him $54,649 after it. But what else is remarkable is his account is going to continue to grow because it's growing at an illustrated estimated rate of 10.53%, which is amazing. And even with him taking out $54,649 a year and it goes up each year as the account continues to grow. At age 70 years old, his $450,000 original investment at 53 years old would be worth $166,488, even though they've already taken out, even though Tom and June have already taken out $536,554 by the time he's 70 years old, because they're going to turn on income at 65 with a total benefit of $2.204 million by age 70 on his $450,000 investment. And all he did was replace the bonds in his portfolio. He also eliminated the advisory fees in his portfolio, which is remarkable. And he's going to save over $210,000 in advisory fees over his 35-year retirement from age 60 to 95 years old. So that's something remarkable. So when we come back, we're going to talk, we're going to have our brand new segment. We're going to roll out our brand new segment called Inflation Demonstration. And we're also going to talk more about how to invest in a smart financial plan with smart safe, smart risk, and smart tax strategies. This is the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. We're so glad you're with us and hope you'll be right back for segment four. Welcome to the Active Wealth Show, Activators. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor, and we're going to roll out our brand new segment called Inflation Demonstration. And with inflation on the rise, we're going to start talking about one key pricing increase in an important product or service each week to help you understand the level of inflation and how that affects pre-retirees and retirees just like you. We call this important new segment our Inflation Demonstration. The number one product that has been on everybody's mind the last few weeks and really a lot of this year was gasoline. So already rising ahead of the summer travel season, U.S. gasoline prices could approach $3 a gallon depending on how long a major pipeline remains out of commission after a ransomware attack. It's back online. We've all got gas now at our gas stations. We're able to get gas, but prices had been edging up before the cyber attack on growing consumer demand and resurgent economic growth. Over the last week, the national average for a regular gallon of gas has risen 6 cents to $2.96. That's not premium, folks. That's $2.96 for a regular gallon of gas, according to AAA. Should that trend continue, an increase of 3 more cents would bring the average to $2.99, making the priciest gas since November of 2014. Have to go all the way back to the Obama years to get back to when gas was this pricey. It's very difficult to pin the exact amount prices may rise, but for now, it appears to be a few cents per gallon, possibly growing more significant if the pipeline were to continue to have trouble, said travel app Gas Buddy, stated in a blog post on Monday. Around the nation, gas prices range from a high of $4.10 in California. And by the way, for all of you Californians that have moved to Georgia and all of you New Yorkers who have moved to Georgia, don't California or New York my Georgia. Can I get an amen from the congregation on that one? Listen, keep your high taxes in New York and California. If you love them so much, please stay in New York or California. You're Americans. We love you. We care about you. But please do not bring the crazy liberal, crazy policies to our state. We know that we have two liberal Democrats as senators, where we don't have confidence in the presidential election, what happened, and we don't have confidence in what happened during the senatorial races either. But goodness gracious, do not California or New York, my Georgia. And as the shutdown of the country's largest oil fuel line stretched into a third day, the Colonial Pipeline Company announced a goal of substantially restoring operational service. They've already been able to do that, which is great. And the situation still remains fluid, but they're back online, and we're glad we've got there. But you could see price spikes of 3 to 10 cents during each month of the U.S. travel season, according to Janet McGee, a AAA spokesperson. And the nation has ample gasoline supplies, and the Department of Transportation Nationwide, the U.S. has ample gasoline supplies, and the Department of Transportation has already waived trucking rules limiting time between the wheel to lessen the strain caused by the pipeline's disruption. So that's our inflation demonstration. Last time I checked, pre-retirees and retirees use gas, with Tesla cars only stretching out to 340 miles. It's difficult to see that electric cars will be part of the entire mainstream in the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, you can see there's momentum building, but they are still working on making sure that cars can go further. You've got Lucid Motors. It's got a car that's an electric car that can span 517 miles without a charge, which is great news. And they're rolling out production on their cars later this year and in the second half of the year. But next, I want to talk about Smart Financial Plan. Let's go ahead and roll the bond replacement chapter of my new book, Annuity 360, and let's hear about how we can build a smart, safe portion of our portfolio by replacing bonds with fixed indexed annuities.
Chapter 15, Bond Replacement with Fixed Indexed Annuities. Big idea. Historically, bonds have seen volatility when the market is volatile. Fixed index annuities are not subject to the same volatility, which makes them a much safer investment. You might have heard a financial advisor talk about replacing your bonds with annuities to protect your wealth and grow your retirement funds. At my firm, Active Wealth Management, we believe this is a smart way to protect your future. Many people have learned that bonds are a safe way to invest your money, but there are some downsides to bonds that should make you think twice. We'll talk about some reasons why you should consider replacing your bonds with annuities. First, here's some information on the history of bonds in the United States. Historical bond volatility. The 1900s saw two secular bear and bull markets in U.S. fixed income. Inflation peaked at the end of World War I and World War II due to increased government spending. The first bull market started after World War I and lasted through World War II. The U.S. government kept bond yields artificially low until 1951. The long-term bond yields were at 1.9% in 1951. They climbed to nearly 15% in 1981. In the 1970s, globalization had a huge impact on bond markets. New asset classes such as inflation-protected securities, asset-backed securities, mortgage-backed securities, high-yield securities, and catastrophe bonds were created. Early investors in these new asset classes were compensated for taking on the challenge. The bond market was coming off its greatest bull market coming into the 21st century. Long-term bond yields declined from a high of 15% to 7% by the end of the century. The bull market in bonds showed continued strength in the early 21st century, but there is no guarantee with our current market volatility that this will hold. See chart 15.1 to see the incredible difference of investing in a fixed index annuity versus investing in bonds. Why you should consider replacing your bonds with annuities. The first question you should ask yourself is this: why would you take market risk with your bonds when your bonds can lose their value? If you just look at the history alone, you can see how uncertain the future of bonds is. Inflation and fluctuating interest rates play a big role in bond yields. Interest rate risk of bonds. Bonds and interest rates have an inverse relationship. When interest rates fall, bond prices rise. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, investors have moved their money to bonds because they believe it is a safer investment option. However, this has caused bond yields to fall to all-time lows. As of May 24, 2020, the 10-year Treasury note was yielding 0.64% and the 30-year Treasury bond was at 1.27%. Reinvestment risk of bonds. This is the likelihood that an investment's cash flows will earn less in a new security. For example, an investor buys a 10-year, $100,000 Treasury note with an interest rate of 6%. They expect it to earn $6,000 a year. At the end of the term, interest rates are 4%. If the investor buys another 10-year note, they will earn $4,000 instead of $6,000 annually. Consider the possibility that interest rates change over time when deciding to invest in bonds. Systematic market risk. This refers to the risk that is inherent to the market as a whole. It will affect the overall market, not just a particular stock or industry. This can be unpredictable and it is impossible to avoid. Diversification cannot fix this issue, but the correct asset allocation strategy can make a big difference. Unsystematic market risk. This type of risk is unique to a specific company or industry. Similar to systematic market risk, it is impossible to know when unsystematic risk will occur. For example, if someone is investing in healthcare stocks, they may be aware of some major changes coming to the industry. However, there is no way they can know how those changes will affect the market. There are two factors that contribute to company-specific risk. Business risk. There are two types of risk, internal and external. Internal refers to operational efficiency. An external would be similar to the FDA banning a specific drug that the company sells. Financial risk. This relates to the capital structure of a company. A weak capital structure can lead to inconsistent earnings and cash flow that can prevent a company from trading. Reduced advisory fees. Investors who trade individual stocks may know how much commission they are paying their broker, but individuals who buy bonds often have no idea what type of commission they are paying. Bond dealers collect commission on bonds they sell, called markups, but they bundle them into the price that is quoted to the investors. This means you are unaware of how much commission you are actually paying. Standard & Poor's estimates of bond markups is 0.85% of the value for corporate bonds and 1.21% for municipal bonds. However, markups can be as high as 5%, up to $50 per bond. Bonds have finite durations. Bonds only provide income for a finite amount of time, unlike an annuity, which provides income for life. You must reinvest your money if you want to continue generating interest with bonds. However, reinvesting with a bond can sometimes come at a loss, as we discussed above. Annuities will provide you with an income you can never outlive.
And now our favorite segment of the show is our final countdown.
It's the final countdown.
So let's recap what you may have missed. It's the final countdown.
The final countdown.
So we talked about a lot today, but the title of this show was Especially Now. And especially now with all this craziness going on, we need to do everything we can to follow sound investment principles and stay invested. We need to keep pace with rising inflation so we don't lose our buying power. And we talked about, hey, right now we need to be careful about investing in real estate, cryptocurrency, or physical gold and silver. There's a lot of marketing around that. A lot of those people are not regulated. Real estate agents are, but cryptocurrency companies and purveyors of physical gold and silver are not regulated by the U.S. government or the SEC or FINRA. And we are. And we hope you want to invest in a smart financial plan with smart save, smart risk, and smart tax strategies. And we hope everybody has a great week. And remember, with investing, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly and do the right thing.
Thanks for listening to The Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.